Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chavtes in Meseches Psachim. It's the 351st daf in Shas. I am recording this in my alma mater, yeshiva that I have a tremendous hakar zatov to, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Today's daf is going to pick up analyzing the Mishnah that had told us that Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach Chavches Amid Aleph is going to be Asur Bahana only if it belonged to a Jew, but if it belonged to a Gentile, it would not be Asur Bahana. And we're going to relate to yesterday's daf, where we discussed the opinion of three different Tanoim about Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and the Gemara will try to figure out who does our Mishnah match up with. Initially, the Gemara will be skeptical that it'll match up to any Tana. The Gemara will recount different opinions, whether it follows from yesterday's daf, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. As the Gemara continues to discuss this question, the Gemara will begin to discuss what happens according to those who say that even the chametz of a Gentile is going to be usher after Pesach, whether you get malchus if you eat that chametz. And the Gemara then will get involved with the sugya of kimle bidrabimine, when you're chayiv two different punishments, which one of them is a financial obligation. The Gemara will discuss the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that says that you're potter from the financial obligation due to the greater onesh that one incurs. More on the top of Chavtes Amid Beis, we'll get involved with an important sugya of mamonos, of davar hagoyrim lamamon, something that is not a financial response, chiyuv, but someone caused something else to cause a financial loss to someone else, whether that is considered like mamon or not. Then the Gemara will go to the shita of Rav in the middle of Chavtes Amid Beis that discusses important halachas of taruvas chametz and the halachas of nesinas tam, a mixture of chametz, and the halachas of a mixture of min b'mino and min shelo b'mino. The Gemara will recount Shmuel's dissenting view, finally go to Rabbi Yochanan's view, conclude with the halacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that all Yisurim Shebet Torah, when it comes to a mixture, you need to ask the question of Nesinas Tam. That's going to be the concluding lines on Chavtes Amid Beis. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up from where we left off on Chavtes Amid Beis, the last two lines, where the Gemara now analyzes how our Mishnah, which again, on the bottom of Chavtes Amid Aleph, had stated, a Chavit Shavel of a Pesach of a Jew is going to be usher, but a Gentile is going to be permissible. Mani Masnis, and who is our Mishnah in accordance with? Rabbi Yehuda, if it's in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Stama Ka'amar, then all Chavit Shavel of a Pesach is going to be usher. Any type of Stam Chametz is usher. We saw the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of Chavches Amar Aleph that says that there is an Iser Lav on all chametz, and it doesn't make a difference, afilu denachri, even if it belongs to a Gentile. V'i Rabbi Shimon, and if it's going to go according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we saw on the top of Chavches Amid Beis, who says that there is no prohibition of chametz shaval of Pesach, back to Chavtes Amid Aleph, the Yisrael Nami Mishra Kashari, then why does our Mishnah prohibit the chametz of Yisrael? V'i Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and if our Mishnah was in accordance with Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who argues that chametz is not Aser Bahana during 7 days, afilu togs manu nami mishri kashari bahana, even within 7 days, it's asur bahana. Implicit in our Mishnah is that chametz is asur bahana within 7 days, because the Mishnah is discussing that there are times that's asur bahana after 7 days. Certainly, if you hold after 7 days, it's going to be asur bahana if it belonged to Yisrael. Certainly, within 7 days, it'll be asur. So it seems to be in accordance with none of the primary opinions of the Tanoim. Our daf is going to spend a lot of time analyzing the teretz of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, our mission is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an iser lav of chametz shavar lava pesach. V'yalev se'or da'achila mis'or di'ri'iyah. And he learns a gzeir shava. From Rashi, it's not clear which two psukim are the Gzeir Shava. I'm following the approach of the Yad David to say that it is a Gzeir Shava. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, we do have two psukim over here. Number one, the Torah Kedosha says, Shivas Yom Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei Bibateichem, Ki Chol Oichel Machmetzes. So one pasuk puts Achila with Sa'ar. And then we have the other pasuk, Lo Yorah Lecha Sa'ar, B'chol Gvulecha. So with those two psukim, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, V'yalef de sa'ar da'achilom mi sa'ar de ri'iyah.
Masar de Re'iyah Shel Chal Yatero Evelato Roya Shel Achayim Shel Gevoya. Just like when it comes to the Isur Bal Yirah, we learned earlier on Daf Hamad Beis that there isn't an Isur of having chametz that belongs to a goy or hegdish. Afsar Dachila Shel Chal Yatero Roya Evelato Roya Shel Achayim Shel Gevoya. So too, when it comes to Sa'ar, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you are allowed to eat that which belongs to somebody else, or that belongs to Hegdish. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is an amazing chiddush. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is probably a position we never thought of, and that is the possibility, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds this way, that there is no, and this is the way Rashi learns, there is no Isser Achila, you could eat chametz on Pesach, if you don't own it. Therefore, how do we plug this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda back into our Mishnah? If we take Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's position, then our Mishnah is telling us that it's permissible to have Hana on Pesach of the chametz of a goy, and certainly after Pesach. And really, the Mishnah could even told us that Achila is permissible, not only Hana. But Va'aydid Tani Yisrael Asabana Tanami Donachim Mutar Ba'Hana. So once it said that there was an Isra Anah by Yisrael, that's a Dover Pasha, there's Isra Achila by Yisrael, but we're being Mechadesh that there's an Isra Anah by Yisrael, so we mentioned that Nachri is also Mutar Ba'Anah. Similarly, Ubedinu Debaili Misni Dafilu B'Tarek Zmanei Mutar Ba'Anah. Also, it could have said, not only Chom and Shavuot of Pesach, but even B'Tarek Zmanei it's permissible Ba'Anah. Va'aydi D'Tanei D'Yisrael Achar Zmanei. But once we were talking about the Chiddush, the Chav and Shavuot of a Pesach is Asur Ba'ana by Yisrael, so by a guy we mentioned it's permissible, but not because it's post-Pesach, even Pesach itself would be permissible as well. So according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lefi Rashi, our Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov tells us an amazing Chiddush, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda's position and the position of our Mishnah is that you're allowed to eat the chametz of others. We were masber the Gemara according to Rashi. Taisus asks on Rashi, how could it possibly be that you're going to be eating the chametz of a goy? If the goy gave it to you, then you were kind. If you stole it from the goy, so then in such a case, it's considered chametz that you're chayiv b'achrayis. You're not allowed to steal it from a Gentile. And if it's chayiv b'achrayis, so then in such a case, it's considered yours. This creates a big thicket in our Gemara. We should learn the daf according to the Shita of Rashi, if we're learning Gemara Rashi. But you should be aware of Taisus's Kasha, and he also asks another. The Riva has a different approach. I've decided not to go through it because the Riva's approach is quite complex. So what have we done so far in our daf? We've seen that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov claims that our Mishnah is telling us a tremendous chiddush and is accordance with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha is that one is allowed to eat chametz of a nachri on Pesach. Rava gives us a different approach. La'olam Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah really is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, who is on the top line of Chav Chesam and Beis, who had told us that there is no Isser of chametz after Pesach. Our Mishnah said Yisrael is Asser. Rabbi Shimon Knosa Kanis. This is going to be the standard approach of the Gemara, as well as we do the Dafin Halacha, the Poiskim for Halacha Lamaisa, and that is that even though in that Torah, Chametz Shavuot of Pesach is Mutar Bana, even if it belonged to a Gentile, in contradistinction to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon holds it's Mutar, but nevertheless, Knas Kanis, Chazal instituted a Knas, since he was over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzei, so then they gave him a punishment and said, if a Jew is over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzei, then his Chametz is going to be Asur Bahana, so as to discourage Chametz She'over Lava Pesach. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rava Hainu Diktani Shal Yisrael Asur Mishum Shinem Mar Lo Yirah. According to Rava, we'll be able to explain a line in the Mishnah that we pointed out in yesterday's daf is a little bit hard to read. The last line in the Mishnah says, of Yisrael is Asur Bana, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yirah Lecha Asar B'chol Gvulecha. That Pasuk is talking about within 7 days of Pesach. It's not talking about Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. So what does it mean? Mishum Shenemar Lo Yirah. But according to Rava, it's beautiful. Since the fellow was Oiver, Bal Yirah, so then we made his Chametz Asur. And of course, it's only going to be Yisrael's Oiver, Bal Yirah. Goy is not Oiver and Bal Yirah. So then in such cases, there's no need to make the Knas. Continues the Gemara, El Ravach Bar Yaakov. According to Ravach Bar Yaakov's Pshat, Mishum Lo Yochel Chametz Mi Boile. The Pasuk should say, the Mishnah should say that, and quote, the pasuk of Lo Yachal Chametz. Remember, the Makar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda earlier on Chafches Amabez learned out from the pasuk of Lo Yachal Chametz to tell us that there's an Yisr after Pesach as well. It has nothing to do with the Yisr of Bal Yura, answers the Gemara. Misavrit Aseifa Koi Aresha Koi. No, when the Mishnah says, Hainu diktani shal Yisrael asur mishum shenemar lo yira. The reason why Yisrael is asur is because of lo yira. It's going on the first part of the Mishnah. Chametz shal nachri shavar alav pesach muter bahana. What's the reason the chametz of a nachri is permissible bahana after Pesach? Mishum shenemar lo yira lecha. It shall not see be seen of yours. Shelcha yataraya. You cannot see that which belongs to you. Avat ataraya shal achirim vishel gavoya. But it can be seen if it belongs to someone else, and it belongs of Hegdish. And the Mishnah is spelling out that in regards to Chametz of a Goy, that we learn from the Pasuk, Lo Yeroa Lecha, from Achila, that Shalachem Rishal Gavaya is going to be Mutter. Ostensibly, we now have two different explanations for our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to do something fantastic, what we call in the Yeshivas, is going to pull out a Lishitasai. We have an explanation, two explanations of our Mishnah, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rava. Now the Gemara is going to point out that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rava, in their explanations, are Lishitasam. Va'azdu litamayu. 20 lines from the bottom, first where on the line is the Re'iyah. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rava are Lishitasam. De'itmar, ha'eichel sa'or shel nachri shavah la'pesach. Somebody eats the chametz of a Gentile that Pesach had passed while the Nachri had it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Amar like it. Rava says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get Malkus. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Amar ain't a like it. Ravacha Bar Yaakov say you didn't get Malkus. Rava Amar like it. Rava says that you're going to get Malkus because he held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to everybody for that matter, there is no limud of Sa'ar Da Achila Misa'ar De Re'iyah. So therefore, Rava says that you get Malkus. If I said ain aloka by Rava, that was an error. Rava says that you get Malkus. Rava amar loike. Lo yalf Rabbi Yehuda, sa'ar da'achil misa'ar da'ri'iyah. Rabbi Yehuda, we learned on Chavches Amidei, says that the halacha is that it is an iser lav for after Pesach. And he doesn't have the drasha that says that a chametz of a goy is going to be mutter ba'ana, which is the limud of sa'ar da'achil misa'ar da'ri'iyah. Hence, the halacha would be that when we get Malkus, on Sar Shal Nachri Shavalav HaPesach. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Amar Eina Loike. Ravacha Bar Yaakov said that you don't get Malkus, because as we learned above, Yalev Sar Da'achil Misar Deriya, that tells us that there is no prohibition of Achila, of a Chametz, of a Goy. Hence, the halacha would be, if one ate Chametz of a Goy, there would not be Malkus. So now we see Ravacha Bar Yaakov and Rava are Lashitasam. We put a period over here, and now the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov changed his mind, and he was chozer, recanted from the position to say that any Tana would be of the opinion that we learn out Sar Da'achil Misar Deriya, that says that you're allowed to eat chametz of a goy and derive benefit from chametz of a goy. To develop Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's chazara, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that discusses Chametz Shel Hegdish. We will only see Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's opinion in another 10 lines or so. Let's first analyze the Braisa well, and eventually we'll come back to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Says the Braisa, Vadabai Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mehid Asanya. We learn in the Braisa, Ha'echel Chametz Shel Hegdish B'moed. Someone ate Chametz on Pesach, and it was also of Hegdish. We know that someone who destroys Hegdish, if he does it b'shogeg, he's chayiv, a karbon mi'ila, as well as the keren and the chomesh. However, here, it's a little bit more complicated, because the chametz is already ostensibly prohibited to the individual anyhow. He's not allowed to eat it. In such a case, would you be chayiv mi'ila? So there's the first Tana says yes, and some say no. Now the Gemara is going to suggest one, two, three, almost four possibilities in being masbir the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, first is Rabbi Yochanan's hesber. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonahi. The Machlokes revolves around the famous issue of Kimle b'drabme, that's discussed in Ksubis on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, which revolves around the issue of how far does Kimle b'drabme go. Kimle b'drabme means that if there are two punishments, you give the individual the greater punishment and not the smaller. For example, if someone on Shabbos, as the Gemara in Ksubis there describes, sent an arrow four amos in a Rishus HaRabim, b'mezid that he b'chayiv skila, and at the same time, he damaged with that arrow his friend's belonging. So he say, Kimlai b'drabine, he gets a punishment of skila, not the chiyuv of tashlumin. What happens if it was Yom HaKippurim, and the punishment is not skila, but rather is kares? So Rabbi Kulam ben Yakana is of the following opinion. Sanya Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, haya oises Yom HaKippurim kishabes l'tashlumin. He equated Yom HaKippurim to Shabbos. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsho yipotu minat tashlumin. Just like when it comes to Shabbos, he'd be chayev misa, and we say Kimle b'drabne doesn't say, and he doesn't have to pay the smaller chiyuv. Af Yom HaKippurim mischayev benafsho yipotu minat tashlumin. So that would be the machlokis over here. He violated chametz, which is an iser kares. Does he now have to pay Egdish for the damage? It's interesting to note that Soloveitchik used to emphasize that Mi'ila is the same thing as being Mazik, one's friend, but now you're being Mazik Hegdish. So, do you say Kimle b'drabine to the Chiyuv that you have to pay to Hegdish? So Rav Nechunya ben Akana would say no, that just like you'd be potter to your friend if it was your friend because of Kimle b'drabine, the same thing would apply to Hegdish. That is explanation number one of the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yochanan's. Now we have a more nuanced explanation. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yosef connects it, as Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel for Rabbi Yosef, to the issue of whether Chametz is Aser Bahana on Pesach or not. We learn the final opinion of the three opinions on the top of Chav Ches Amar Beis amongst the Tanoim of the different halachos during Pesach and after Pesach. We learn the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the most dramatic possibly, and that is that he said chametz isn't even aser b'ana on Pesach. According to this position, says Rabbi Yosef, if you hold chametz is mutter b'ana, we have the following question: b'paydin es hakodshim la'chilon klavim kamiflagi. Is one allowed to redeem kodshim? In this case, I will mean redeeming the chametz to be able to give it to one's dog. Maybe the only time the Torah allows for one to be poda hegdish is if you could use it for an honorable purpose. To give it to the dogs, so there in Tmura on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Rashi describes four lines from the bottom, there's an open question, machlokis, of whether one could be poda to give to the dogs. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that's the issue. Since it's permissible to give it to your dog, what would one say about being poded when we're talking the it being chametz on Pesach, which is kachim, that the only thing you could do, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is give it to the dog? Mandamar Moel, the Mandamar who says that you are Moel, says that the chametz has significance. It's not just dirt. Kasavar poedim said kachim lachilon klavim. You could give it to the dog. However, if you hold that you're not allowed to be poded Hegdish lachim on the klavim. So then in such a case, the chametz has no significance on Pesach. And if you're moal, you are being moal, something that has no significance. Umadam er lo moal, kasavar ain't podin. He holds that you can't be poda, achim lachim on the klavim. There is version number three of how to explain the braisa, but this is a different version within Rav Yosef. Rav Acha barava tanila lahay shmaitza mishmeid Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is either explanation 2 or explanation 3. According to Rav Acha, it's explanation 3. We haven't gotten yet to our Rav Acha bar Yaakov notice. We're talking about a totally different Rav Acha, talking about Rav Acha bar Rova. And he's taught that Rav Yosef's explanation of whether you're mauled on kachin shel chametz bePesach revolves around the following issue. Bahalishna. Dikule alma ain't poydin as kachin achilin klavim. Everybody agrees that you can't redeem to give it to the dog. And therefore, one would say that has no significance. However, there would still be opinion that says that does have significance. Do we consider something that is now not worth anything, but will be worth something later on as considered something of value? According to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that after Pesach, the chametz is mutter bahana, so then, eventually, the chametz is going to have value. Is that considered a value or not? The one who says that your mal kasavar davar garim lemamen kim mamen dami. Umadamar loy mal kasavar davar garim lemamen lav kim mamen dami. Period. So this is a third explanation of the machlokas of whether one is mal on chametz of hegdish on Pesach. Now we finally come back to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is going to give us the fourth explanation of the machlokes whether chametz of hegdish one could be mal on, and ultimately that's going to show us that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is chozer from his position that when it comes to chametz that belongs to a Gentile, there is no isur hana or even achila on Pesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar dekulei alma, what's the machlokes in regards to whether you're mal of chametz on hegdish? That does not revolve around Dover Agarim Lamaman Kamaman Dummy. Everybody would say that it does have value. The Kuli Alma Dover Agarim Lamaman Kamaman Dummy, that according to those who say, like Rabbi Shimon, that after Pesach it's Mutter Bana, then by definition we would say that it's considered like Mammon. Then what would the reason be that you would not be Moel? A different machloikis. Vahacha Beplutz the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Kamifligi. They're arguing about whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda or we follow Rabbi Shimon about chametz after Pesach. Does the chametz have any value after Pesach? Is it mutter bana or is it aser bana? According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it is mutter bana, so then you would be mal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's aser, as we saw on the top of Chavches Amid Beis, so then in such a case, has no value, therefore one would not be mal. Mandamar lo mal ki Rabbi Yehuda. The mandamar says they're not mal, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Mandamar mal ki Rabbi Shimon, because it has value. Analyzes the Gemara. V'Rav Acha bar Yaakov udamar de Rabbi Yehuda yal sar da achilim misar de ri'iya. But didn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to chametz that doesn't belong to you, there is no isra na, even according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ela must be hada be Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was chozer. So we see that the first position that we learned in today's daf, the position of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who introduces a wild chiddush of Yal Sar Da'achid Misar D'Riya, that is rejected. The Gemara now gives us explanation number 5 in terms of whether one would be mal or not. That, of course, is Rav Ashi, the great editor of the Talmud. We've pointed out a few times in the daf that Rav Ashi will often be the last opinion, as he quotes all of his rabbeim and friends, and then ultimately he gives his own opinion. Rav Ashi Amar Dekulei Alma, the machlokes of whether you could be mal or not, the chametz of hegdish is the following. Number one, everybody holds ein poydin, that you can't be poydin l'achil l'chon. Number two, v'dov ragarim l'mamin is lav k'mamin dami. So he's dissociated himself already from many of the above opinions. V'hacha, but here there's a different machlokes. But plutz the Rabbi Yosi Aglili v'rabbanan k'mifligi. It's dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the opinion that even toich zmano is mutter bano. So then in such a case, man domar mal, you're mal because it's mutter bano, period. Uman domar lo mal. And of course, then it's a davar pashut that you're mal because it has significance even on Pesach itself. And the man domar says you're not mal, he's going kirabbanan. He's following the opinion of the rabbanan. The Maram now begins a very important sugya, and that is the sugya of bittul on taruvas chametz. Amarav, chametz bizmanoi. Chametz during the zman of Pesach, for that matter as well, the zman Isra Ver Pesach also. Bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi, asur. Whether it got mixed with something that's its own type, for example, wheat that was mixed up with wheat, that we know is chametz, bein shaloi b'mina, whether it's mixed up in something that's not its own type, asur. Then it's going to be asur. Shaloi b'zmanoi, if it's after Pesach, b'minoi asur, if it's mixed up with its own type, it's asur, shaloi b'minoi mutter. But if it's not its own type, it's permissible. Analyzes the Gemara. B'mayiskin, what type of case are we talking about? Ilema b'noi same time, If we're saying that the chametz gives off taste to the mixture, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi biminoi mutter, are you going to say that if the wheat falls into, let's say, rice, and it gives off taste, it's going to be mutter after Pesach? It gave tam. Ela must be that there was no nesinas tam. Bimashu, even the smallest amount. Chametz bizmanoi, if it's during the time of Isser Bein Mina Shalem Bina Aser, then it's going to be prohibited. So we're talking about an Isser Mashuhu, says the Gemara now, but it's still Aser if it's going to be bizmano. We can infer, la'acher zmano, then in such a case, Mashuhu is not going to be Aser. Gemara points out that this opinion of Rav is something that Rav already debated with his great colleague Shmuel. Rav l'tame, the Rav Shmuel d'armi tarvayu, kol isurin shebeteira, Rav and Shmuel of the opinion, all isurim of the Torah, biminoi b'mashuhu. If it's the same min, then it's an isur mashu. Shaloi biminoi b'naisin tam. Of course, if it's mashu, that means the smallest amount, even if it's not recognizable in taste. Naisin tam is if it's recognizable in taste. So when we're talking about wheat and wheat, the smallest amount will aser, Rav and Shmuel claim. If we're talking about wheat and rice, so then in such a case, the wheat will only aser if it's b'naisin tam. And therefore, in this case, Rav gozar chametz bizmanoi shaloi biminoi ataminoi. Rav prohibited when it came to chametz on Pesach, shaloi biminoi, even iser mashu, lest you come to be matir a mashu biminoi, v'shaloi bizmanoi biminoi asur, ki Rebbe Yehuda, and shaloi bizmanoi, after Pesach, he says, b'minoi, it's going to be asur, like the position Rabbi Yehuda says, that chametz on Pesach is asur as well. V'shaloi b'minoi, mutter. But if it's not the same min, if it's a mashu, it's mutter. D'shaloi b'zmanoi, v'shaloi b'minoi, ataminoi, kulei hailoi gazrina. Because the only reason to asur it is a double gzera. Number one, lest you come to confuse b'zmanoi with shaloi b'zmanoi, and lest you come to confuse b'minoi with shaloi b'minoi. And that is a double gzeira, and that gzeira is not made. That's the position of Rav. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel was of a different position. Chametz bizmanoi, chametz on Pesach, biminoi aser, is aser if it's biminoi, shaloi biminoi mutter. In contrast to Rav, who said that shaloi biminoi is benesinas tam, Shmuel holds, even if it's benesinas tam, it's going to be mutter. Shaloi bizmanoi, bein biminoi, bein shaloi biminoi, mutter. After Pesach, it's entirely mutter. Chametz bizmanoi biminoi asur. Chametz only is asur biminoi, but is mutter bishaloi biminoi shmuel etame. That's consistent with Shmuel's position. The Rav Shmuel d'armi tarvayu kol isurin shebetayre biminoi asur and b'mashu shaloi biminoi b'naisin tam. Normally, when it comes to all isurin and b'tayre, so shaloi biminoi is b'naisin tam. Shaloi biminoi not to minoi lagazur, and they didn't asur shaloi biminoi just because of minoi. Shaloi bizmanoi bein biminoi shaloi biminoi mutarin ki Rebbe Shimon, because he holds like Rebbe Shimon that after Pesach it's going to be permissible. So we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Ultimately, one big part of their machlokes is after Pesach whether biminoi is going to be aser. According to Rav, it is, and he's following Rebbe Yehuda. And according to Shmuel, it's not because he follows Rebbe Shimon. Rav also will not be machmer after Pesach. Shaloi b'minoi, because the only reason to aser b'Pesach after Pesach shaloi b'minoi is shaloi b'minoi atu minoi. And that would be a double gzera. Now we have a third opinion. Reb Yochanan amar chametz bizmanoi bein b'minoi v'shaloi b'minoi aser b'noi sin tam. Reb Yochanan says, whether it's minoi, whether it's shaloi b'minoi, the measure is nois in tam. Shaloi b'zmanon bein b'minoi bein shaloi b'minoi mutter. Shaloi b'zmanon, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Rashi adds, we're talking about an Iser Mashu is going to be mutter. According to the opinion of Shmuel that we learned before. Here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi doesn't explain this explicitly, but you have to learn that that's the crux of the issue over here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he's never machmir on Mashu, he only holds the Iser is Nesinas Tam. During the Zman Iser, it's Nesinas Tam. After the Zman Iser, then everything is permissible. The Gemara gives a background. Chametz bizmanoi bein biminoi bein shaloi biminoi b'naisin tam. That's based on the following position of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tamei. Rabbi Yochanan's consistent with Shita. The Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish tamei tarvai. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish disagree with what we mentioned above from Rav and Shmuel.
This all appears in the sugya Avodah Zarah Nafayin Gimel Mebeis. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Tami Tavay Kol Yisroel Shebetayra Bein Bemina and Bein Shaloi Bemina Benoi Sein Tam. He also all Yisroel of the Tayra. Rabbi Yochanan, for that matter, as well as Kali Reish Lakish, hold that the Yisur is Nesinas Tam, not Mashu. Shaloi Bizmanoi, if it's Shaloi Bizmanoi after Pesach, then everything is Mutar and there was no Gzeira that was made. Bein Bemina, Bein Shaloi Bemina, Mutarin, why? Ki Rabbi Shimon, because he holds like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon from yesterday's daf that we've kept on coming back to, who holds that there is no Isra Hano after Pesach. Minat Taira, and in today's daf we learn that Rava said that Rabbi Shimon might agree that it's a knas, that's Aser, but that would only be Aser Midrabanan. It could very well be, for that reason, we would not even Aser Nesinas Tam. That is an open question that's Kedai to look in the Rishonim. This Bezer Hashem concludes our packed daf that has many Yesodos and Shas. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zocha to become more and more familiar with them as we learn together. This Bezer Hashem concludes the daf for Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vo Eschanan, Choftes, in Maseches Pesachim.